רב ירמיה, שיר מהו, שיר מהו, צור מהו, צור מהו, שם יחד גם בנחמן ברב רבוע, כל של מחס לא כיס מהם, אני במסך אז חיה באחס. ראשי, שם טום, דאיגו, קצה דה, שור זו אצל זו, בואי, קצובה, כמורג וקנקן, כל הכל כנגד אבו של שני, כזה, טרייפאד, Kisul and Revim, Tsoi, Al Tachman, Revo, Yen Al Tsoi, my Mailis. Pshayt Mia, Pshayt Maha, Nachman Chodara. Not Mia, Maha, sorry. Koshil Machres, Kiavet, Kisul, Nitlam, Nitol, and Vasachas. Mela, I think on the one. Oh, okay. Uh-huh. Oh.
No.
Not
that bad.
You just shade me a chod here, it's actually maha, they're not maha. That's kind of deep, no? Kiav gesun vasachas, mela, chai lachas. Look at Gemara, Bayer Vashik, Abnei. Es kurz mal da schon mal Vashik mal cooles wie schon bei Zark und Vashik Robin sagen mal zum Beispiel was sagst du also like und es cooles kein Mach ist ja aber es cooles ich kann gar nicht so dabei Vashik ist halt sehr sehr halt sehr sehr da ist kann man rent an wenn schon bei Zark mal cooles nehmen wir bei Zark dann mal cooles el cooles das ist ja kein base cooles kann mir noch weil gerade mal mal cooles ein Kilos Kilos der hang Kuris kilos loshen shvach hamachlif ulaganai. So it's mar kilos mid opposite of kilos loshen lag v'kelas. Mar hu chiluk moi mar de shchuta perak v'gernasha mar de parzla v'gayz l'basra and mizrahi. The word mar is a way of switching the understanding of the word. So instead of the loshen kilos, mar kilos the opposite of kilos loshen ganai. Tanarban. Might to sell Bashuk Matsai, Kabe Ramla Shalihi, Khadashi, and Rainasi, Shalma Plaini, Layamakum, Ayado, Afilash Makas of Allah, Allah, Lamakum, Fishan, Simon Matbeh, Simon Matbeh, Amar Duma Fuki Afka, Nishakrin and Afa. Okay, this whole Gemara and Anasayo Rishonim had this Gersa. Now, let's see Rishonim. The Rishonim are down over here. The Ramban over here is not the Ramban. Why is anything about near the Achkamar? In Simon Mitzuras, Matbea, Lafrish, Bain, Dino, Ladino, Matbea, Acher, which have a man in Poes, Matbea, Echel, Kulon, Bain, Mizulus. So the reason why it says Ramban, there's no Simon Matbea, is because there are many of them. There's nothing Yuchud about a $20 bill, because there's thousands of them, there's millions of them. But it's not the Svar of the Gemara Dilma, or it's not Gary Dilma, Afuke, Afkami, Nishachin, Nachal, it's not the point. The sight of Ain Simlet Bay is Pashut because, in fact, you guess what coin it was, it has absolutely no meaning because there are millions of them. Says Ramban, Abazai. That's the problem. So if you do have a proper Simon, Nasaba Simon Nistakahi, Kafakak, then you are Matzim. Because then you have a proper Simon. Now, here's the Ramban. Mash Ramban Rabbeinu, Ramin and Dilma, Fuke Afka, Ki Pasa B'Shmoy Kasa B'Leha. Afka Adivadi Yidiyah Milsa, the day Havas, Chayish Hashem Hoitzi, Ezu, Ma'ach Anof, Lubavir Acheres, Giyay Tzibay. Ve'ekidah B'Shem B'Shem. So Ramban starts off with Ein Tzuma Be'i, meaning that's in fact, you guess which type of coin it is. Then he jumps to the Rif. That the Rif says that Dilma Fuke Afka, Dilma Fuke Afka, and maybe you know, as we know, it's Taki Yer, it's Shmai Kasavala.
And the Rambam, again, wasn't going to the Gemara either. The Gemara said, "Oh, you foolish man, because of Allah, Lohar Makhlon, the Rambam Lachar was not going to his dad." Then he just quotes from the Rif. He just quotes the Gemara and says, "My bad, that's the whole Gemara." And then he explained, because there's a lot of them. Quotes the Rif, Shmai Kasav Allah. And that is a different Sfar. Then Echnaim, believe me, you had a Medbay with this name and you lost it, but maybe you had more than one, and Hoyzeh Zu, Ma'achar Nafla, Mu'ah B'racheres. Maybe there was more than one. The one that we believe you lost it, but but still we think there's someone else also lost it. Now, this, that when there's a crack in the coin, which is a proper siman, right? So there, so why do we say the same svara? Maybe he gave it to somebody else. What?
It's got by itself. You can't use it. You can't use it once it's cracked.
Obviously, it's not cracked in a way that the coin is rendered useless. There's a crack in the coin. What? Now, why do we say, why are we chayish over there also maybe gave him to somebody else? Stam and Ebe and the Ramban. The Ramban says, B'das HaRiv, we have a Shmai Kosev all of them say, maybe he gave it to somebody else. Maybe he lost it. So why over here not? So the answer is Pashut. The answer is Pashut, that over there you wrote your name on a few coins or bills, and therefore we say, you know, we believe you that you lost it. You lost the coin with your name on it. But Chayish, maybe someone else lost it also. So that's the svar. Ramban a leg suit. No, Mashenkin over here by one. What's the pshat by one? So, but when there's a crack, it's not the pshat that all your coins are cracked. Pshat is he had one coin that was cracked. And Mela, over there, we're not chayshish that you gave it to somebody else. Now, does that mean, can you prove from this Ramban that we trust you? That we trust you that you didn't give it out? That you didn't give it out, and you lost it. You lost along the coin with the crack. So the answer is no, because the Ramban at the end says this, that we say that when Shmuel Kasav Olav, we say that maybe there's more than one. So he's man says, "Lav hachi ein chayishin." Hashem, shein chayish l'mechir b'metziyah cheres. The man says, "We're not chayish b'mechir." Now, what's the reason for that? Notice again, the man's opened up a very, very important question in the whole sugya of Shabbos Aveda. He gives them back with a simon. How can you give back with a simon? It's a major question. How can you ever give back an Aveda with a simon? Why are we chayishish? Why are we chayishish that you gave it to someone else and that guy lost and you knew the simon because it was once yours? So what's the right that it's still yours? Why are we chayishish you gave it to someone else? That's the big question that we're going to discuss right now. And Ramban is meramis to the question over here, and he discusses it more barichos on the Chav Zayin. Now on Chav Zayin, the Ramban says, he brought down a few svaras. Let's just focus on two svaras. In the second paragraph, the Miut Famili, Leicha Shel Mechir, Shem Mocha V'Yad Simana, V'Eich Madrin Lo'il Mabeid B'Simana. Okay, the other man address this very, very big question. The question of mamash in the whole Yisrael of Shavas Aveda Adei Simonim. Why am Chayish? So no, you knew the Simon. And then why is that a raya that it's yours? Why is the Simon ever a raya that it's yours? Why am Chayish you sold someone else? And that's why you know the Simon. Okay, so that's the big question. Nikl Meimer, if even the Shaloi Haisa, because Kosai Medes, Vanatar Rashar Leitzim Meshusai, Mishim Chash Ba'alma, Yilikem Ochil, El Miach, El Beidin Afila. Says the Ramban, that there's a chazaka, it's chasmar kam. That since berega that he gives a simon, and that we know that one time the chayvitz did belong to him. Elamai, you want to say let's be chayish from mechira? Says Ramban, no, he's a mochzik. Cheskosay medis. That's interesting. The Ramban says cheskosay he's talking about chasmar kam, and he says cheskosay medis. So it sounds like the Ramban is saying, like that side of the Kunch Lasvek is a Shaila, that Ches Marikama is a Gedra Muxik, not a Chazak to Mekar. We're being down whether he sold it or not. So he has chesmer kam. We don't. He's not a mochzik. He's not holding. He's not even lost. Not even here, right? Doesn't even. He's not a mochzik. A real mochzik. Elamai, it's a chesmer kam. The man says chesmer kam is called b'shusay. Yet they're trying to light see him b'shusay. That's mashma. The gather chesmer kam is a gather of mochzik. Not chazak to make kara. Did I forget the Kedusha Sefer Safek that I have to repeat it? Or, okay. And this heritage of Rav Bayah says as well. Rav Bayah says that as well. Rav Bayah, in our sugi, was coming. The Ron Ar sugi was coming from the sugi, from within the sugi when he wants to say this svara. When he was hands like this, when he's down, he is garish in the Gemara of Lo'ay the Filish Shmai Kasev Olav. The Fisha ain't Simin Lamadbeya. Ritva was garish. The Ramban seems not to have been garish Shmai Kasev Olav. He just goes, not Matbeya. The Ramban talks about Matbeya, talks about the fact which coin it is. Now he said, it's Matbeya because there's millions of them. Yudva was Gairis. I feel a Shmai Kosovalo. The fish ain't similar to Matbeya. It means Yudva isn't, right? Yudva, on the case of, listen carefully, Rabbi Said, it's a little bit complicated. In the case of Shmai Kosovalo, Yudva says, ain't similar to Matbeya. What does Shmai Kosovalo mean? We had a Shmai Kosovalov in the Rif, which means he wrote his name on it. We have a Shmai Kosovalov in the Gemara, which doesn't necessarily mean that. Because if the Gemara is saying by Shmai Kosovalov, it's Ain, there's no Simon, because Ain Simon Lamadbeya, how does that work by when he wrote his name on it? Don't do Ain Simon Lamadbeya, it's because he wrote his name on it. So the advice is Yesh Mefarshim, Mufish Harbi Tfuin Bimadbeya Echad. Nahainu, that it's talking about when Shmai Kosovalov in the Ritva, where he learns the Gemara, and that's where the Rashba learns it as well. L'chayra, we're talking about Shmai Kosovalov that he was that it's in the Matbeh itself. The Shmai was Hutva Olav, not Kosovalov with ink, but Shmai was Hutva Olav. That's Shmai Kosovalov in the Gemara. And that the Gemara says, the Raj Bol said that. Shmai Kosov Olav, Lai Maklum, Shain Simil Matbeya. Vesuloi, Pirish, Shain Simil Matbeya, Shahar Bitfuin, Matbeya Echot. There are a lot, meaning when you mint the coin, even though you're Balgaiv and you mint your own coins, but you don't just mint one. So therefore, there are many coins out with your name on it. So therefore, it's not a simon to ain't simon l'matbeya because there are many of them. And the Rashba says the Rif is Maisif Lagirsa, Emra, which is really argus, but Emra Fuke Afka Minishachin Nafal. There's the riff that talks about the riff that adds the svara, the emra fuki afko meinish achrin nafal, which is what our Gemara says the Rashba, the riff is not talking about the case of our Gemara of Shmoy Kosov Olav, the Ainu that Shmoy is mutba Olav, and there the svara was ain similar matbeya because many of them. Rather, the Rif is talking about a different case. Like the Ramban quotes the Rif, that he, Shmuel Kosov Olav, he actually wrote his name on it. With ink. I feel okay, and it's Simon. The Eimer Afuki Afkum and Shachrin and Nafal. So that's how, there's three cases in the Gemara and in the Rishonim. There's one case, Tamim Matbeya. There's one case of Matbeya Shev Hukba Shmai Olav, which some Rishonim learn our Gemara that way. When our Gemara says, Afilu Shmai Kosov Olav, the Rishonim are learning up in our Gemara that it means Shmai Kosov Olav Mamish, that's Mutba Olav. And then this is what the Rif is talking about, where he, and that the answer is the same answer, because ain't similar Matbeya, because there's many of them. And then there's a third case, which is Shmai Kosov Olav, which is a proper simon. But that we say that he did more than one, Dilma Afke, Umin Shachrin and Nafa. Okay? So this svar of the Rif, of Dilma Afke. So the Rif is saying there's a Chshash Dilma Afke, Umin Shachrin and Nafa. It's not a good simon, because maybe he gave it to someone else, and that person lost it. So here, the Rishonim generate a question. This generates a question in Rishonim, because if it was telling me Yechayishish that he gave it to someone else and that person dropped it, some came, Frek the Rashi and Ritva, so every wine he says, Be'evrevated. The question that Ramban asked on Daf Chav Zayin, Rishonim asked it over here, coming off of the aside of the Riv, which may be the Gersim Ragamar even, that we say is a Chash that you gave it to someone else and that person lost it. That opens up a Pandora's box and Cain every time Hakimach surveyed the Bismanim. Why don't we say that? Why don't we have that same chash? So over here, the Ritva answers. That Mois Loi Tzadnit Zokhaini Mikla Meich Hashem Haitziyam Avul Mechir Lesel Meichish Shein Lono Haitziyam Mecheskes Baila Elm Kein Bedover Ayim Lemachar. So here he says the Svara that it's Mecheskes Baila V'nach Chayish V'mechira because he's got a Chazaka, which lets the Chayit that Teretz of the Ban Nach Chavzayim.
Is there no Cheskes Mokama by coins?
What?
There's no chesis mark on the back coins, even for a giant man.
What do you mean?
The fact is,
that's just a
right,
that's not,
right.
Moiz leitzal kaimi.
Which means there's no
chesis mark. Moiz leitzal kaimi. Mechira, lesal mechesh. Of every Aveda that has a sinner, not coins. That's the point. We're machalking coins, and every other Aveda. The Rift that said, our Gemara maybe it said, Lachshash, maybe it was Maitzid. And someone else dropped it, right? That's because there's no Chazaka. Shein came by every Aveda, there's a Chazaka. You have a Chesed Marikama. Any problem?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Fine. Now, The Ramban, the Rambam brings that also. The Ramban, later on in that piece, skip a paragraph. Venerally, the only time left Hashem L'Shem Mishaloi, the Bloy L'Mechira, Mishum, Shem Mishaloi, Minayin Huideh Sh'ovim Min Amashal. So just because if a guy borrowed something, right, you have really the same similar question, right? The guy borrowed something. How can you be machzor about veidah? B'simanim, why don't we chayshish? And maybe the one who claims it's his, one time borrowed it from the rightful owner, and therefore he got a good look at it, and he was able to be tayfis the simanim. And then when the guy was machzor, he said it was his. Maybe the fact that he knows the simanim is not a raya that he actually lost it. He knows the simanim because he borrowed it once. Similar question to that of the big question that the Lulu Shem asked: how can you have a maximum simanim? Why Michalish maybe sold someone else, and that guy dropped it, and he's just guessing the simanim. Says Ramban, "Chena moichem minayinu idea." Oh, so there, Teretz is, because how does he know? This is the other Sfarad Rishayim. But how does he know that guy dropped it? That guy lost it? That's the Sfarad. Because Mech Teisi, why should the guy guess? Why should the Shoyol guess that the Masha lost it? And why should the Meicher guess that the Lokeach lost it? Here's someone found something. He's not going to say, oh, maybe the guy I sold to lost it. Oh, and I'll guess the simanim. Mechteisi. Just like it, mechteisi. So Mela, that's why we're not chayishish for that. Right? So it's mevor in the Ramban. It's not the pshat that we trust the guy. That if he says that he lost it, then, oh, we trust him that he lost it. And if he has a simon, okay, so it's his. Right? You could have said that, and that's the difference by coins. By coins, since it's more than once, so we say, fine, we believe you lost it, but the other guy also lost it. Instead of Mechtes is yours. Mashenk, right? But the Ramban's Mavur, not like that. Ramban's Mavur, that bad sin, we don't trust him. It's just that we have a Echacha. We have a Echach, and he's telling the truth. What's the Echach? He's telling the truth? Because Mechateisa, he would guess that he lost it. That the other guy lost it. So it doesn't make sense that he guessed that the other guy lost it. So therefore, the Ramban says, that's why you can always be machzeh, aved b'simanim, we're not chayish, the guy sold it, and the other guy lost it, because like Mechateisa, this guy would come forth thinking the other guy lost it. The Ramban Taka says the other way, where that's more, if you know, wait over there. The Ramban says, what would be the other way? The Mashal and the Shoyal, right? There the Mashal knows. And that's the Gemara's Kasha there. Chashin L'Shayel, L'Chamar B'Smanuk, V'Eich Machzirin, because when the Mashal knows if the Shoyal lost or not, right? So that's when has a problem. Chamar b'simani ukev. Why we chayishish l'sheila? What's Gemara's kashi chayish l'sheila? Then maybe the mashal loaned to this guy, and he put it on his donkey, and the mashal knows. The mashal has the mashal know that it was lost, because when it comes to the guy, you give back the thing. The guy says I lost it. You didn't have to swear, right? So the mashal knows the shoy lost it. Yeah. So now when the guy's machas aveda, so he knows that his object is up for sale. So then he's okay. Then the chash will say that it was that he'll come ahead, come and give the simanim. Because there he knows. It's only that way. The only chash is when the mashal knows that the shayah lost it. Then you have the chash. He's gonna give simanim that even though he didn't lose it. But the other way, the shayah giving simanim of the mashal, mechtes he knows the mashal lost it, and the same thing by mechir. So those are the two mahalchim over here to answer this question.
So according to the Rabban, when he hears the Macher saying, I found this object, Ramban would still go with Mehecha Tesa that it fell from that guy, or
yeah,
he'd be Choshesh.
No. Ramban says, we're not Choshesh. I mean, you know, there's plenty of objects in that, plenty of that object in the world, and why should he think that punk, the guy he sold who lost it? That's what Ramban's saying. You know, this way, you don't like it. That's what he said. Now, the question is, why don't the other, you know, this teretz, what's wrong with the first teretz? What's wrong with the vast teretz? The vayans is pashut because he's a mochsik. The man himself brought down that teretz, but then later he's saying a different teretz. Question is, is there a mochsik? Chari is a markama. Why? Why should that work over here? So Rabbi Shmuel wants to say a svara. It could be this is nichlal in Adrash Chicha Isach. Adrash Chicha Isach has to be a drisha. Not that it once belonged in. It has to be a drisha that it belongs to him now. The fact that he's a muchzik, he doesn't say this, but especially if we say like that's how Kunis Vegas is a suffix, like we've been talking about being medayek that in the Rishayim, yeah, that it's not the pshat that it's a chazak to make kara. The chazak to make kara would be a raya. Chazak to make kara would be a raya that it's his now, right? But the Rishayim, we're medayek in the Rishayim, they didn't say that. Rishayim said that he's a mochzik. It's Rishusay there, Rambam. He can't be mitzvah in Rishusay. The Chayyim, this Rambam, is muchach like that sad. That the gather of Markama, that's Peshusa, it's Kid Peshusa. So that's just a din of Anhaga. It's a Raya. It's not a Raya. It's just that he's a Moksik. He's a Tafus. So Mela, in that Drey Shechich Aysel, could be it's not enough. And in that Drey Shechich Aysel, we need that Raya that's not enough that it was in the Raya that is his. The Chayr might be Tali Taka in what the gather of Chas Marakam, whether it's a Chazaka made Kara or it's a Din Mukhsik. Oh. Shana is like this. See, if the Rishonim that don't give the Ritvaz Tarek, by himself, you know, if the Rishonim are giving the other Tarek, perhaps they don't hold the first Tarek. So the question is, though, is there a Gemara against? Is there a Gemara that's Muchach this Svara of Marikama? That Marikama would work Megabe Ashava Saved. Because the Gemara in the Chav Ches says where it says, Eide Arigav, Eide Nefila, Kinosel Eide Nefila. And Rina, Zvuni Zavna, Minish Achirin Afa. So you have Eide that fell from him, Eide that he was Erg the beggar, the Eide was Erg the beggar just tells me. That at one point it was his. The Aiden that it fell from him say that it was his Shas. Shas was fell. Fell from him. That's a better riot. Now. The Rosh over there
Simon Gimel. More right before that, more also said Simon and the Edim. Simon and the Edim. Simon and the Edim. He knows the Bala Edim. Simon and the Edim. He knows the Bala Edim. Not the Rosh. I feel the Simon Mubo. The Edim Adif Itfei. Kimet Shemid and Shemer and Nafal. Oh. So first, the Rosh learned the case of Simon and the Edim. What's the case of Simon and the Edim? Edim is Edim Afila. Edim Afila is better than Simonim. Just like we saw Edim Regan and Edim Afila. Then the Rosh says, Afila Ra'an Afila. El Shem Edim Shahaya Shaloi. Mechaskin Alei Bechaskasli. Mechaskin Alei Bechaskasli. Lermin and Shemachroi. Yeah? So the Rosh learns, the Gemara says, Simon ve'edim, but it's not dafke edim afila. Even edim, it could be as Pashim Shat in the Gemara. Simon ve'edim, it's not dafke edim, don't say edim afila. Later on, the Gemara says, edim afila ve'ede ariga. It says, Simon ve'edim, Pashtus means edim, edim stop. Edim that it was his. Afilo ro and afilo el shemidim shoye shloim mechaskin alei mechaskasai loyamin and shemachrei. See, it's here the Rosh is saying l'chayr that svara. He has ches marakam. Once we know it was his, for sure it was his. Edim is better than simonim. So then we say mukmin alei mechaskasai. So l'chayr, if we learn the Gemara kipshutai, yeah, that edim means. Lav nafk edin afila. And l'chayr it's much from the Gemara batzen. That the edei, the fact that edin there was once is enough. L'chayr is hiduga bas chazalka. It overrides the simanim. So mice like this. With Feger over there in Rosh, Feger is mesupik. Das Harosh. The pak the mekavanas rosh, the mekavan the dafke eidim mishul shaloi, ve'enim eid ariga, mahani bezeum imbanu l'kayim shneim asimim ve'edim, v'chich mizeh doyim makir bezeh, hachay bezdain esafigim hoyim etchilu shabal simin u'machra l'bal eidim, kedeh simin kimeshayi shalom etchilu, hoy doy l'bal eidim etchilu machachra l'bal simin, machim. The mivur lanu, abi edim shoyi shalzeh, machzik imay israel lebayim, amay ed ariga, gar bezed, perchasim imuchach nachach machal lezeh. Like this, the Rosh says when Rosh says they have simanim the edim, even not edim afilo, the edim win. What edim is he talking about? So there's edim afilo, there's ed ariga, and there's edim that's stored by him somewhere in between. Someone between the Nefila, the Ariga and the Nefila, that's the Edim. So in the Rosh, Dr. McFager, it's not clear which Edim he's talking about. When the Rosh says that we say Simon of Edim doesn't mean Edim Nefila. It means Edim. Edim that it's his will also work because if we say Ukmina Bechazkasei. Which Edim are we talking about? Dainu.
Do we say they're talking about Edim that it was by him? Meaning not just that he made the object, but it was by him afterwards. And now, so what do we have a Shaila over here? We have a Shaila, one person has Edim that it was his at one point, not just that he made it, not just it was his at the onset, but it was his even afterwards. The other guy has simanim that it was his. So there's a problem there. What's the problem? We don't know who had it first. Okay. Now we're assuming that the simanim show that it was his. I mean, assuming the Edom also say that it was his at one point. So now the shaila is who sold to. That's the shaila that's only the Fanenu is who sold to. Did the Baal Simon sell it to the Baal Eidim? Or did the Baal Eidim sell it to the Baal Simon? And that, the Rosh says, if we know that at one point he has Eidim that it was his, so he's considered a Mufsik. So Mela, we don't say that he sold to the Baal Simon. Okay, we say the Baal Simon sold to him. He's a Mufsik. The fact he's a Marakam makes him a Mufsik. So there, what?
He
was. But he's a Mohsen, though. He's a Mohsen. Or is the Pshat, Zakir Fager? Or is the Pshat? Well, if all he had was Eide Ariga, then for sure we'll give it to the Baal Samana. Because what does Eide Ariga tell you? That when it was first Nailad into this world, it belonged to this guy. But if we assume that by virtue of the fact that the other guy has Samanim shows that at one point it belonged to him also, so then Al-Karcha, there's only one way to go. Al-Karcha went from the Baal Eidim to the Baal Samanim. Again, if the Anach is that we have Eidim on Samanim and Samanim, right? And this is Craig is being Menech, this Anacha, that Pshat is, we assume they're both true, right? We assume that the Simon says that it was his. The Edom says that it was his. Right? So we have to figure out and be detective and say, okay, what really happened over here? Who had it first? Who had it second? Who actually lost it? But the assumption is they both had it at one point. In fact, he has Simonim Zerai that he had it at one point. In fact, he has Edom Zerai that he had it at one point. It's not the truth that we say that Simon was not a good Simon. Not the Pshat, there was another object of the same Simon. The Pshat is, we say that question who had it first. In this side of Kveg. So then, the Suffolk of the Rosh, the Suffolk in the Gemara, and the Rosh is Machriya, the Suffolk of our Suffolk Melech, and would be Machriya, the Edom, Pshat is that the Edom is strong, the Edom is a Moksim. Now, but by Ede Ariga, with it is only one way to go. We know that you created the object. And we know that the other guy had the object. So there's no question. Obviously, you had it, and you gave it to him. So the fact that you have Edim doesn't make a difference. The fact that you had Edim doesn't make a difference. Because you had Edim that initially was yours. Right, Mamash, right in the beginning when it was born, it was yours, and we have a simanim that at one point it belonged to him. So obviously you had it. Very good. We'll believe you that you had it. But obviously you sold it to him. Therefore he wins. Mashenkin, when it's Edim that he had it at some point, not just the beginning. At some point it was his. There are simanim at some point it was his. So now we want to know who sold to who. So Edim is stronger because that's a chazaka. That's one side of the Kveger. So that's all the Rosh is saying. When the Rosh says Eidim, it doesn't mean Eid that Riga, the Gemara is going to say in a minute. The other side of the Kveger is Eidilma. The Svaras Harash, Mekayach HaSimin, Loi Metziyim Mechazkas Mishal Zeh. Mechazkas Bechulah, Nei Metziyim HaSimin. Hachanam, Mekivin Dehoya Shal Zeh, Bevadai, Aft Adib Yara Maitzei, Hamakam Ei Metziyim Mechazkas Aideh HaSimin. Or, Dr. Krager, that in the Rosh is Mukha even more. But the Pshat is, it's not the Pshat that we say that, you know, the fact that he's a Mukhsik is Machriya, which way the exchange went. We assume it went from one to the other, and then it's out of which way, so the fact that he's a Mukhsik, that's stronger. We say it went that way, not the other way. We say no. Pshat is that a Simin, Gemara says, Simon of Eidim, Ninos Nabala Eidim, because the Pshat is even Eidar Ego. Even Eidar Ego. Because Eidar Riga says that at one point it was mine. And I'm Marikama. Right? Now, you want to know, did I sell to him or not? You want me to raya from the Simonim that I sold to him? We say, no, Simonim is not enough for raya. Simonim is not strong enough, to go up against the Marikama. So, if this side of Rav Feiger, the svar of the Ritva, that there's a marakam of him, mikayach the mikayach, that we know that it was his once. That's a tremendous. That's mamish. Very, it's mamish chazaka, and simanim is not even going to be able to go against it. And it's even a deriga. The fact that we know that when the object came into existence, it was by you. It was yours. So then we, you have a ches marakama. And Aid and Sim is not strong enough to go up to Machri against Chesed Marakama. So maybe we get it. So in the raw, if he that side of Rikveger, then we mamish see very strong the side of Chesed Marakama. Now, if he that side of Rikveger, the way the Russian stands the Gemara, then the Gemara is saying that Simon of Aidim, no matter what type of Aidim the Russian is saying, if he that side, then Betzim is a Gemara that says that a Marakama works even by Aveda. Even though Chari is not a Mukhsik now, it's beyond, it's like Chari said, it's beyond the Maitzeri. He's not a Mukhsik. So what does he have? He has a Ches Marakama. He's not a Mukhsik. No one's a Mukhsik. Neither of them are a Mukhsik. Elma is a Marakama. And we see that, so we see that the Marakama works even. We see Marakama works even against the Manu. And we see Marakama works even by, the Marakama works even by Aveda. Then the Chariz, the feed that side, then it's a Gemara that's saying it. But it's not Mukhach, because we had other side of Rav Feiger. The other side of Rav Feiger, this that the Rosh is saying, that Simonim ve'edim. Simonim ve'edim doesn't mean Eidah Riga. Simonim ve'edim means Eidah that was his. And the only Shail is, which way did it go? So that one Machir, the feed the Mukhsa. But so then, if he's there, you don't necessarily see that you go bus America.
I don't understand if they're clearly lying. Why would we, one of us, if you're lying, why would we accuse you or say we're like, we'll try to like fit in, like maybe one sold it to the other and we'll go with one, which one makes more sense if it's sold to the other? I'm saying they're both claiming that it's theirs now and the other, he had no idea the other guy is. So like, I'm saying, we could just go with a better drisha. That's how to say, like, well, for sure this line's true, like, so.
Again, if we have Eidim that was once his, and we have Simonim which says also it was once his. So instead of saying that one of them is lying, Chal, that he doesn't really have Simonim. I mean, if we assume Simonim is Simonim, Eidim is Eidim. So then, what's wrong with saying that one of them had it and gave it the other one? But we have a problem. We have an object that two people have a raya that it was theirs. How do we reconcile that? So obviously one of them sold to the other one. One of them is lying when he says that it's his. Now, that was his b'shas nefilah.
Yeah. But Maisi, but if he does have a simon, he has a simon. He has eight. I understand. It says, oh, I'm always chayish b'sheila.
No.
We're automatically jumping to the.
You know,
we'll talk about it. Okay, that's ready. It's 101. Now.